It's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're looking at a lesson on the benefits of total abstinence, and taking this lesson from Daniel chapter 1. You'll want to turn to Daniel chapter 1, and we'll begin reading in verse 8 and using that in the explanatory notes of this Sunday school lesson. It's a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of May the 3rd, 1925. Now, before we get into the lesson, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read to you Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's dainties, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Well, Daniel purposed in his heart he would not defile himself with the king's dainties, nor with the wine which he drank. Daniel led in this. The others, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they followed. Leviticus chapter 11 draws a distinction between the clean fowls and beasts which the Jews could eat and the unclean ones which they were forbidden to eat. It was one of the defilements of the captivity of the Jews, which came as a curse for their sins, that they would have to eat unclean food, according to Hosea 9, 3 and 4. Hence Ezekiel 4:14 says, Ah, Lord Jehovah, behold, my soul hath not been polluted, for from my youth up even until now I have not eaten that which died of itself, or is torn of beast, neither came there abominable flesh into my mouth. The Jews were forbidden to eat blood, Deuteronomy 12:16, and Deuteronomy 12:23-25. The animals eaten by idolaters were offered as sacrifices to their gods, and libations of wine were poured out during each meal to their gods. The following were probably the chief reasons why Daniel declined the food from the king's table. 1. Some animals or fowls were unclean. 2. Some were strangled and not properly bled. 3. Portions of every meal were offered as sacrifices to idols. And 4. It may have been that it was intemperate to eat the king's dainties, because they were corrupting to the mind and to the body. The psalmist prayed to be kept from eating the dainties of men who worked in iniquity, Psalm 141 and verse 4. To have eaten the king's dainties would have been disobedience and dishonor to God, and to have joined the heathen in the work of idols. This was a temptation to Daniel. Not to eat these dainties would render him singular, and would incur the disfavor of the king and his officers. To eat them would gratify the natural appetite, but regardless of consequences, Daniel declined to eat the king's food. How did he succeed in overcoming the temptation? Here's the answer. He purposed in his heart that he would not. A fixed purpose and a strong will are necessary to overcome temptation and pursue the right course. Every time one yields to temptation, he weakens his willpower until finally he loses all willpower. Daniel requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself, and requested a different diet. And so the caption for the next part of the lesson is, Daniel and his companions gained the favor of the rulers by being true to God. Let me read verses 9 through 12. Daniel chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. Now God made Daniel to find kindness and compassion in the sight of the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the youths that are your own age? So would you endanger my head with the king. Then said Daniel to the steward, whom the prince of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat, and water to drink. By his prudence and proper deportment, Daniel gained the favor of Ashpenaz. God made Daniel to find kindness and compassion in the sight of the prince of the eunuchs. God caused Joseph to find favor in the eyes of Potiphar and the keeper of the prison in Genesis chapter 39. Paul found favor in the eyes of those who had charge of him while a prisoner, even while on that prison ship. And we read in Daniel in verse 10, Daniel and his companions were following the wisdom of God. Ashpenaz was following the wisdom of men. Ashpenaz thought that should Daniel and his companions not eat the food and drink the wine the king had appointed, they would not keep up their physical health and appearance, and would be worse looking than the other youths in training. And thus his head would be endangered with the king. Hence, he said he feared the king. Nebuchadnezzar had slain Zedekiah's sons before his eyes and put out the eyes of Zedekiah. He had also threatened to kill his own wise men because they could not produce and interpret his dream in Daniel chapter 2. Ashpenaz might well fear such a king. Like Ashpenaz, many now cannot see how disciples of Christ can be sustained spiritually on the pure, simple worship God has appointed and the study of His Word, and they think it necessary to feast on the dainties and the wine of men's appointments. Neither are they willing to discard, like Daniel, the wines and dainties of man's appointments for the pulse and the water of God's appointment. Likewise, some disciples of Christ cannot see now how they can go contrary to some regulations of civil government in order to obey God and be sustained. But Daniel was, and Christians will be now. Now we read, beginning in verse 11, Daniel 8, I'll read 11 through 13. Then Daniel said to the steward, whom the prince of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of these youths that eat of the king's dainties, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. The prince of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Mishael, and Azariah, and other youths a steward, whose business it was to furnish their food and look after their comfort. To the steward, Dan made the proposition that he and his companions should be fed on pulse. Well, that would be either herbs or grain. That would be the vegetables, beans, peas, wheat, barley, vegetable food, and given water to drink for 10 days as a test, while the other youth should eat the king's dainties and drink his wine, and then compare them and deal with them accordingly. There's nothing better to drink than good water. And so we see in verse 14 through 17, he hearkened unto them in this manner and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer, and they were fatter in flesh than all the youths that did eat of the king's dainties. So the steward took away their dainties and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. Now as for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. The steward accepted the proposition, acted accordingly. And at the end of 10 days, Daniel's countenance and his companions appeared fairer, and they were fatter in flesh than the youths that did eat of the king's dainties. Right. Never. Fears. An investigation. Strong drink does not produce fair countenances, health, and strength of body, and vigor of mind. Young men in schools and colleges addicted to the use of tobacco are not as capable of as high attainments as those who abstain from its use. Banks, railroads, stores, manufactories, and etc. discriminate against boys and men given to strong drink. No young man ever lost a position because he did not use tobacco or whiskey, or because he in every way controlled his appetites. Seeing the effects of the different courses of food upon different youths, the steward took away the king's dainties and the wine from Daniel and his companions, and gave them pulse. Now as for these youths, they were young men at least, about grown, and as a reward for their abstinence from that which was defiling and corrupting, and for their right living, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, that is, in science and in the literature of the Chaldeans. And Daniel had understanding in visions and dreams. He surpassed the most learned and wisest of Babylon. God enabled Daniel by inspiration or miraculous knowledge to interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dreams of chapters 2 and 4 of the book of Daniel, and gave him the visions revealed in this book. And the result, the greatest and best thing yet to learn, is the result of the course these young men pursued, as stated in verses 18 through 20. And at the end of the days which the king had appointed for bringing them in, the prince of the eunuchs brought in before them Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them was found none like unto Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in every matter of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than the magicians and enchanters that were in all his realm. It was at the end of the days, well, that would be the end of the 3 years you read about in verse 5, the king had appointed for their training. The prince of the eunuchs brought all the youths who were in training before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, examined them, or talked with them concerning matters of importance. And among them all the youths from the provinces that had been in training, was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. It seems that the four such were wanted to become the king's attendants and high officers, and these Hebrews were chosen because of their superior ability. Officers and servants stood in the presence of kings. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, and he shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs 22 and verse 29. In every matter of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and encounters that were in all his realm. We know but little about these magicians and enchanters. They were probably the same as philosophers and astronomers among us. And Daniel continued, even into the first year of King Cyrus, verse 21, through the reigns of different kings to the end of the Chaldean Empire and the beginning of the Persian Empire, when Cyrus took Babylon and issued his edict for rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. Longer still did Daniel continue. This lesson is designed to teach that whenever in freedom or in captivity, he who pursues the right course and firmly serves God will always be blessed.